I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Scraby, we're all together in our Odyssey Palace studios, Padres and Orioles tonight, game two of the series. Yu Darvish on the hill for the Friars, still awaiting a Padre lineup. We'd love to pass along some good news that Fernando and Jackson Merrill are both back in the starting lineup, but we don't know that quite yet. As soon as we know, we will let you know. Obviously, the Padres have lost Jason Adam for the season with the quad injury. Xander Bogaerts is out, and, things are limping along here a little bit. 2.5 back now, the Dodgers in the National League West. We're going to get into our daily gambit here in a second, talk about those Dodgers who are in Pittsburgh tonight. Also coming up, our AFC East predictions and bold predictions for that division. And at the bottom of the hour, Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. One reminder, Scraby is going to retweet this out.
It's already done.
97.3 the Fan SD.
On Twitter, yes.
On Twitter. Type that in, and you will be able to find the link to join our NFL Football Survivor Pool. And I know we put that up there last week. We had a lot of people enter, but we want a lot more people to enter. It's pretty simple. Each week you pick a team and just one game in the NFL. That team wins, you move on, you survive, and then you try it again the next week and on down the line. The only caveat is you cannot pick the same team twice ever. So once you pick, say, you think the Eagles will win in week one and they win, that's good, but then you can't pick the Eagles again. Have some fun with us. Do the Survivor Pool. Go to 97.3 The Fan to sign up.
I was out after the first week last year.
Because you were out. A lot of people were out.
Over the Patriots and the stupid Patriots who did nothing all year.
Right. But the very first game last year, the Bengals lost at home to the Patriots, and that knocked a lot of people right out.
I also went out week one, too.
See, that's the thing about the Eliminator pool.
Don't even want to get in this year.
Yeah, that's why.
Come on!
That's why when Chris is like, we got to review each week, I'm like, I don't even care anymore. I'm out.
Right. I was done after week one. I didn't care.
And by the way, we do not have a prize this year. Last year's belt became a fiasco.
Yeah, we sent the belt overseas or something, and
we sent it to Philly.
The belt is long gone.
The belt is not coming back because remember when I couldn't find the person who won forever, and then like 4 or 5 months later, they just DM'd me and said, give me my belt, and out of nowhere. And then
that.
I actually got started talking to the person. They seemed like a pretty nice person, and they actually started listening to our show because of it.
So then tell them to bring the belt
so
back.
Did you send them the belt?
I sent them the belt.
They get the belt?
To keep the belt, yes.
Oh.
It's not a year-to-year thing. We were doing that last year to give it out to someone.
So we got to get another belt.
But then I have to write rules and get legal involved, and we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Anything that
for a belt? Why?
Because there's laws against giving out things worth money, and a belt cost us like $200.
Why? Wow. Why would we want to do anything where any of us have to do any work? That's silly.
I don't know what Chris is getting at here because Chris had nothing to do with it last year. So, and I did say last year, I am never going to be the commissioner of this again. And so I was.
Hey, man, being a commissioner is tough.
Yeah, as you know, everybody's a critic. Everybody's a critic. Chris wants the schedule switched up all the time. We did have a long talk about that last week when you were here. That was funny.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit and see what's underway there.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We are not going to review the bets. We're just going to go right into our bets for this week.
So see what we can come up with. I would assume we're going to go across the board here on this one. Padres are favored by 1.5. Tonight over the Orioles. Anybody want to pick against the Padres on the panel here?
How many?
1.5 runs.
1.5 runs. We got to win by 2, Tony.
Oh, I'll take the Orioles then.
No way, really?
Like they got to, they just have to lose by 1, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You're taking the Orioles. Mm-hmm. Tony Gwynn Jr. is taking the Orioles.
Don't make a bigger deal out of it than it already is.
It's a game.
I do. I've been doing this since
we're
working for
me. And I'm
trying
to change the luck up a little bit.
Orioles. Okay, I'm going to go, or I just typed in Porioles.
Wait, you're taking the Orioles too?
Yeah, if the Orioles
both
only have to lose by 1, this could be a one-run game.
By 1.
Both of you are taking the Orioles.
Changing it up.
This team can't hit, so why would I choose the Padres?
Welcome to 97.3 The Fan in Baltimore. Going to get you guys some soft shell crab after the show.
I like soft shell crab, actually.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's a little weird to me. Because it's still, the shell's still on there.
That's true.
I don't eat seafood.
Kind of weird.
You don't eat seafood, Scrape?
No. I've been to Baltimore.
You don't fish?
No, gosh.
Wow.
I know my dad's a big fisherman. He likes to fish, and I just hate it. I know I'm disappointing a lot of people out there.
You are a weird child.
But fishing, people say golf is boring.
Golf
has more action than fishing.
Yeah, but once that fish hits that line, though, there ain't nothing like it.
And then I get my little minnow, and I'm like, oh, great. Need to throw you back, little minnow.
You probably would get a minnow.
No, I caught a northern pike in Wisconsin one time.
Oh, did you really?
It was scary, actually.
Yeah, those bad boys don't mess around.
It was scary. My dad and I were, like, in this boat that was, like, tipping. It was scary. Anyway, Chris, you ever caught a big fish?
I can only name one thing more boring than fishing.
Oh, gosh.
Listening to people talk about fishing.
Okay, can we
the
move?
The only thing more
boring.
All
right, boring. Let's move on.
Padres and Orioles, 8 runs over under tonight. 8 runs over or under. Tony's first. Oh, by the way, officially, I took the Padres in the last wager.
Over or under?
The only one on this panel to do so.
By the way, we're not taking the Orioles.
We're taking the Orioles to lose by one.
I know what you guys are doing.
Well, we got to make sure we say it like that, too.
It's been said.
You just said we took the Orioles, is what you said.
Yeah, I think he did.
Plus 1.5.
I can pull the tape if you want.
8 runs over under. Tony, this game tonight, both teams combined runs scored.
Hugh's going to shove, so it's under.
Whoops.
Scrabby?
First thing I thought was 5-4, so I'll go over.
Over. Under seems to be the way to go. It just takes one swing. It's the last time the Padres even hit a home run other than Ramon Laureano.
They hit like 3 the other day.
They did. I believe Elias Diaz hit 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit them all in the same inning in a 12-3 thing. Save one up for the regular game that we need.
Save one for later.
That's right. All right, Pirates.
What did you do?
I went under.
All right.
Pirates host the Dodgers tonight. That means we're pinning our hopes on Cameron Mlodzinski. That's right. Cameron Mlodzinski. Right-hander starting for the Bucks tonight. Over under 3.5 strikeouts for
Mlodzinski. I don't even think he's a starter. I think he's usually out of the bullpen.
Well, then you might want to bet under that if you think he's just an opener.
And all of a sudden, Kershaw has found a
Kershaw's a pitching for the Dodgers. Curveball's going head to toe again. Top to toes or whatever they call it. Nose to toes. That's what they say. Nose to toes. Mlodzinski, 3.5 strikeouts, over, under. Scrabe.
Under.
Under. He can't even get can't even get 4Ks.
No.
Cameron Mlodzinski. I'm looking him up because I want to, I mean, is he really an opener? Because that'd be kind of a silly bet.
I'm pretty sure he was in the bullpen when we saw him. Yeah, this is only his 12th start. He does start sometimes.
Okay, fair enough. His last outing, he went 3 innings, gave up, struck out 4, though, in 3 innings of work last time out. All right, I'll say over. Wozniacki shoves against the Dodgers. By the way, did anybody see Will Smith hit the walk-off home run the other night? I'm sure you saw it. Did you know this? The Dodgers have had four walk-off home runs in the last, like, 10 years.
He's got them all.
He's got them all.
Wow.
That's annoying.
Wait. Didn't Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off home run?
That was in the World Series.
Oh,
different
I get it.
Circumstances.
Okay. I get it.
Yes. Sorry. Under, over, Tony. Wozniacki.
Over.
Over. Shohei Ohtani total bases or Juan Soto, who is shutting me up a lot right now. Every time I turn on the TV, he's conking a grand slam or something.
You know who led the league in stolen bases in the month of August?
He did?
Was it Juan?
Yes.
Wow.
Man.
I did not know that.
I will say this. If I'm going to put up with somebody, then they better deliver like he does. And boy, does he deliver.
What are we doing on this one?
More total bases.
Total bases. Soto or Ohtani. Ohtani against the Pirates. Soto against the Tigers.
Come on, Soto. You need Ohtani down.
Tony goes Soto. Scrape.
I'm going to go Soto. He's on a heater.
He is on a heater. Otani's going against the Pirates, though. That's Mladzinski's delivering to Ohtani. I'll take Ohtani. A big tennis match tonight, guys, at the U.S. Open. This is a quarterfinal between our guy, who's never been on the show, Taylor Fritz, and another guy who's never been on the show, Novak Djokovic. Neither have been on the show, so they're even there. This is a big time, though, you know, high level quarterfinal. Djokovic is favored by 3.5 games. I think Fritz is going to win. Djokovic is not at the prime right now. I think Fritz can beat him. I will take the 3.5 games. Tony.
I'm going to follow your lead. Fritz. Let's go, Fritz.
Fritzy.
Every time I count out the Joker,
yeah,
he
no
wins.
Kidding. That's true, though.
I'm going to go with him.
Go with
and
the
by
Joker.
The way, in the Big Five, we have a tennis topic. Tennis may have had the lamest week of all time.
Scraby's all up in himself about people apologizing for hitting the ball, hitting the net. He doesn't like that.
No, no, there's another thing that happened over the weekend.
Now we get another one?
Yes.
One more. New York Liberty -6.5 at Golden State Valkyries. I don't have
a lot. Wait, say it one more time.
New York Liberty -6.5 at Golden State
Valkyries.
I don't have a lot of info for you on this matchup. Terms of
Valkyries are playing who?
Yeah, so
the Liberty.
Trying to show a little love to the WNBA here. The Liberty are 24-16. The Valkyries are 21-18. Right behind them in the 5-6 spots in the standings. I'll take the Valkyries. Why not? +6.5 at home. It's great.
Valkyries.
Wow. Valkyrie love on the show. Tony?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Those are our picks for tonight. We'll see how it goes. The Las Vegas Aces, by the way, if anybody's keeping track, have won 12 in a row.
Remember how bad they were doing at the beginning of the season?
Becky Hammon's club.
Uh-huh.
Becky's got them going. They're still 6 games behind first place Minnesota, though.
They're real good.
At the top of
How was the game?
It was pretty sweet.
And you lost. They lost.
They
like
did
the one,
lose.
They're only their like second home loss all year.
It was bananas. You would have been as
good.
a fan.
Fans are crazy.
Fully loaded.
Good.
You would have been disappointed, though. The refereeing was quite abysmal.
It is bad.
It's pretty bad.
Everyone says it's bad.
It's bad.
They delivered on that.
I think one girl got her nose broke on just a swipe.
Yeah. Nobody saw it.
Skylar Diggins hit a shot at the end of the third and jogged over to the Lynx bench.
Right.
And was MF&M.
Oh.
Like, loud. Like, I could barely make it out.
And nobody
and
nothing.
the ref was just watching. And the head coach for the Lynx came out and was just chewing her out. She got the T, and the ref was doing something that I know was just infuriating the head coach. He was just like, go, go, go. Oh, my
I'm not
God.
A fan.
I was losing it for her.
I'm not a fan of referees giving T's out because they did a bad job.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, it was. And then one ref went down, so they only had two refs for the whole fourth quarter. It was, it was rough. I could see why there's conversation about
the ref. Yeah, there's a lot of complaints
ref.
About that. We hear it all the time. All right, NFC East is in the books. We'll do the AFC East picks, then daily, Fantabulous Sports Game Show. A lot going on. Stick around.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at it again, 3:21 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Currently waiting to give you guys what you want. Yes, that is a Padre lineup. It is not ready as of yet. Nor is the Orioles. They both are playing the slow game.
They're both
today.
Dragging their feet.
Yep. We have an AFC East to cover, I believe, correct?
Yes. Yes. Start tinkling the ivories, Tony. NFL
I got to wait for the music to come in.
There we go. He looks like John Tesh over there trying to
I don't
crank
know
up
who
the,
John Tesh is.
You don't know who he is?
Maybe I've heard the name.
John Tesh, he is kind of a fairly known name in music, but he's the one who did the NBA theme on NBC, and they're bringing it back this year, and they're making a big deal out of it.
Yes, the AI voice, right?
And John Tesh is appearing everywhere now, playing the music. That's... That's hard to do.
Yeah, to
sing a tune while another one is playing. That's hard to do.
I mean, all I can think about when I hear the NBC theme is Thomas's NBA news. And
that's John Tesh. That's John Tesh.
I can thank him for that.
You know what? That song has it elicits thoughts. Damn, Michael Jordan about to win again. That's really what I think about.
It's just conditioned in your head.
It's like, dang, the Bulls are in the finals again?
Yay.
It's like some songs make you think of a summer. Some songs, for Tony, it's that theme makes him think of Michael Jordan winning again. All right, AFC East. Chris, we're going to start with you. Who's going to be that first place team out of the AFC East?
Buffalo Bills. I don't really even see any contest. I don't see anybody close. I don't think any of the other three teams will be over 500, which none were last year.
All right.
That seems like a gimme.
I guess I'm up next. The Bills, I'm going to choose them as well. Tony, first place team.
The Dolphins.
Yeah. Are you being serious?
No.
I was going to say. You kept a pretty good straight face there.
I mean.
No, give me the Bills.
You weren't even picking them when they were kind of good, so I know you're not picking them this year.
No.
All right, Chris, last place team.
The Dolphins.
Ooh.
I really do. I mean, maybe I'm just hoping against hope. I probably am, but I'm not going to root for them to finish last. But I see nothing on that squad except for four pass rushers. And two overrated wide receivers. That's all I see on that whole squad. Maybe Achan, but no offensive line to block for him.
I'm going to go, man. I'm trying to figure out if Chris is being serious or no. I know he's being serious. If he's right or if it's just a fan
overreaction.
Yeah.
The thing that threw me
Speaking
over the
Michael
top.
Jordan.
I don't know if you saw this. Tony, but when they scrimmaged with the Lions, did you see the stories that came out about how awful the Dolphins were in an absolute embarrassment? Like, it was so bad.
I heard that, too.
Yeah, okay. So that's on top of my negativity.
I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Patriots finished last in the division.
Okay.
Tony?
I like the way you're thinking there, Scrape. I know Mike Vrabel is the... great coach, but he got some work to do over there. I'm going to say the New England Patriots finish in Lee's ass place.
Okay, Lee's ass place. Chris, your breakout for the division, fantasy breakout.
He's going to get angry if I tell him that MVP is normally next.
Your MVP. Who's your MVP?
Josh Allen.
All right.
Who could be anybody else? I mean, the Bills are about the same as good as the rest of the teams in this division, except for him, I think.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else that can do it, so Josh Allen. Tony?
Yes, by default, I think it's got to be Josh.
All right.
Now we can break him out.
Bold prediction. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Predictions.
Fantasy breakout, Chris, for the AFC East.
How about the running back for New England? Ohio State kid. Sorry, can't come up with your name at the moment.
All right, Ohio State kid.
None of us were like, nah, can't help you.
By the way,
neither of you can help me here.
Julian Sayin held his own.
He did. He more than held his own.
National TV in a big matchup.
He played with some poise.
Yes.
Who was better, him or Arch Manning in that game?
I don't
think he's really close.
Yeah,
I know. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
So if Arch Manning's the Heisman Trophy winner, then Julian Sayin
again
better dust off some room.
We've already discussed how stupid these preseason.
Yeah.
I mean, Alabama fell to 21 in the polls.
Trayvon Henderson is the name of the kid I want.
Trayvon, oh, okay.
Running back.
I'm going to say the fantasy breakout is going to be Patriots quarterback Drake May.
I'm glad you didn't take mine.
I had to pick him up last year because my quarterback got hurt, and he had some games that opened my eyes. So he can run, he can pass.
You got him.
They're just not going to have a good enough defense to keep him in range. Tony?
Breakout fantasy player, Justin Fields.
Playa!
Oh, okay. Playa!
Jets quarterback, right, Tony?
That's right.
Yeah.
Chris, your bold prediction for the AFC East.
Well, I already gave it a couple of times, so I'm going to improve on it.
Okay.
Not only will Mike McDaniel not even come close to making it through this year, he's going to be fired. But I will add to that that Tyreek Hill will not even come close to finishing the season with the Dolphins. He will be traded away by Thanksgiving.
He wasn't even named a captain this year.
They can't wait to get rid of this guy. And once they start doing bad, he will be easily the most annoying person on the planet. They'll have to cut him loose to somebody else.
All right.
That's hardly even a bold prediction, to be honest with you.
You know what my bold prediction is? This is going to be bold. Tua plays every game this year.
That's bold.
Tua is going to play
you
every game.
You and what other offensive line is going to keep him healthy? Because it's not the Dolphin offensive line going to keep him healthy.
I think he realized that he did a lot of work in the offseason on his mobility. He knows he's going to be running for his life each and every day. So
now eventually they're going to catch him at least once.
Oh, I can't wait for my bold prediction.
What is yours, Tony?
My bold prediction is that Aaron Glenn gets the Jets as a wild card team this year.
All right. You got the Jets in the playoffs. He's got the Giants in the playoffs. What is happening
New
around
York
here?
New York is living well.
That is pretty good, I will say. I think Aaron Glenn's going to be great. He pretty much told Aaron Rodgers, we don't want you, which is a huge thing to do.
That was a good start.
I got to tell you, man. I like what I've heard from Aaron, man.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I like what I've heard from him.
What is he saying that you like?
He's not coming off as prickly as he normally does.
Is he realizing his mortality?
I think there's a little bit of that. I think there's something that happened during the offseason. But I think he actually is enjoying playing for Mike Tomlin. I don't know. It just feels different.
I want our listeners to stick around for my AFC North bold prediction. I don't believe Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers are going to make it too long.
Yeah, I think this could be
a good one. You're going to see them in the next WWE showdown. I don't know.
Oh, you think
maybe
they're going to crack
maybe him. Aaron Rodgers is saying the right things now, Tony. But
when has he ever said the right things, though? That's my
old saying. You can't change spots on a leopard. He's going to go back.
Usually doesn't say the right thing. He usually says the wrong thing, but doesn't care that he said the wrong thing. He actually said the right things. Hmm. They asked him, someone actually brought up Bradshaw. You know, I don't know if you guys know this.
Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw's not a big fan of Rodgers.
Pickup.
And he had some pretty critical things, and it was read to him, and he took it like a champ. He didn't lambaste him like I thought he was going to. He showed some respect. He said, you know, I would love to sit down with him and chop it up. I don't know. I'm being fooled, but it felt like it was genuine.
I can't wait till you come on the air one day and say, Aaron Rodgers hoodwinked me. He got me. We'll see.
We'll see.
All right.
Break time.
I'm stalling for this next segment.
Oh, it's a Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby, I'm telling you right now, you can win this one. This is your category.
That's what you
for
say
you.
Every week.
I feel it today.
That means it's not his fault that you dropped the ball. Like, you should win some of these.
I feel you should win this one today, Scrape.
All right.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3:36 the time. That noise sound means the lineup's out. This is a lineup we've been waiting on.
We got a drum roll. Do we have one?
Might need a drum roll for this. Is Fernando in it? Is Jackson Merrill in it? Tony Gwynn Jr. has the answer.
The answer is
C.
Yes.
Tony
C.
likes to say C.
C. Twice.
Both C.
Fernando back at the top of the lineup. Followed by Luis. Followed by Manny. Gavin Sheets cleaning up today.
Wow.
Followed by Razor Ramon. Jake Cronenworth. Oh, I skipped a guy. Jackson Merrill also back in the lineup.
Skip him, yeah.
He'll be in center field batting six. Jake Cronenworth, Mason McCoy gets to start at short today, and Freddie Fermin back behind the dish. So,
go ahead.
You can all take at least a slight breath that Fernando's back in the lineup. Jackson is also back in the lineup.
But I'll just letting you know, Ryan O'Hearn's not in the lineup, and that means the Ryan O'Hearn fans will be coming out of the woodwork on this one. Just saying. Not saying they're right, and I'm certainly not going to ever say they're wrong. I'm just saying they'll say something. All right, while you fret over that, let's check some traffic and get these guys ready for today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
This game day traffic report is brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Got a few problems here. A dump truck apparently dumped a bunch of wood debris in the two right lanes on northbound 15, just before Friars Road. Also eastbound 52 before the 15. Collision involving a car and a pickup truck. They're in the center divide. And now getting reports of a big rig that has jackknifed. Southbound 125 before Spring Street. Got the two right lanes blocked. What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? They always bottle their Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all of their bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from their own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source. I'm Kelly Danick with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show!
And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Quick tweet I just got in. Elo, you're an idiot.
Shut up. You did not just get that.
Because Ryan Hearn's not in the lineup. I'm like, I didn't make the lineup!
Fair enough.
Stop it!
Fair enough, tweeter.
Yeah, I knew you'd like it. I knew you'd like it.
Chris Ella, you're an idiot.
I don't make the lineup! How could you not put O'Hearn in the lineup? Sorry. My bad. I was thinking about
Chris Ella, you're an idiot.
Slipped my mind. All right, here's today's
That's cold work right there.
Here's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Scraby, you can win this one for sure. I don't know that you will. But I trust that you know the states in the union.
Of course.
That is what you will be guessing today, states in the union.
States, huh?
And the states you will be guessing are those Division I basketball schools that have the most by state.
Wait.
I know, I didn't say that right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll say it again. There are 361 Division I college basketball teams.
Let me get a pen real quick.
361. Here you go. 361 NCAA Division I basketball teams. There are 21 states that have seven or more teams in Division I.
In basketball.
In basketball.
Only.
Yes, basketball.
That's crazy.
21 states have seven or more schools that compete in Division I. And I, you guys would believe this because you know me well enough. I went through the standings yesterday.
That's crazy.
And looked up the location of every school in the 361 schools.
That definitely is crazy.
My point being that this is just going to be a guess fest, I think, Scraby. And I think you have a shot to win this because it should be even up.
I think I'm still going to win this.
But Tony's still thinking you're going to win it.
Tony's totally a basketball guy.
Yeah, he is. All right, so give me the any of the 21 basketball schools that have more than seven NCAA Division I teams.
Me?
Yes. Your choice to go first.
Yeah, I'm perpetually first because I always lose.
Right.
I'm going to go with California.
California has 26 Division I teams. They are in first place of all these states. Do you want me to name all 26 schools?
No. I can name San Diego State, USD, Berkeley,
UCLA,
USC,
Cal Northridge,
St. Mary's.
You guys are doing okay.
He says you guys are doing okay. USF.
I have them written down. Bakersfield, Northridge, Cal Poly, San Jose State, St. Mary's, Santa Clara, Loyola, Pepperdine, Pacific, Cal Baptist. Anyway, on and on it goes. All right, 26 for California. Tony, I'm not going to name the rest of the states. Don't worry.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's got 15. NCAA Division I teams. That's correct. Pennsylvania's fifth on the list, but 15.
I'm going to go to a state that has many sports, Texas.
Texas has 25. They're second. 2-1. Scraby leads. Tony.
Indiana.
Going down the list a little bit, but Indiana's correct. They have 11. Teams in Indiana. Indiana's 13th on the list. But good enough. 2-2. Scraby.
I think.
States with seven or more NCAA Division I basketball teams.
What about Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. What teams are you thinking there?
Green Bay, mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Marquette.
Mm-hmm. How about UW Milwaukee?
Yep, mm-hmm. That one too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, yeah, only that's four. It.
That's
only
a strike.
That's a strike. Wisconsin only has four. He's already got a strike.
Can we hear
the buzzer, please?
He was leading you down the thing. Haven't you guessed the schools? Like you were going to get to eight or seven.
I hate this game so much. I really do.
Can I hear the buzzer? Not official until we hear the buzzer. Scraby has Scraby, you have one strike.
I mean, it's just so funny.
21 correct answers. How there's 17
like,
left.
There's like 75 schools in Texas, but there's four in Wisconsin.
Four in Wisconsin, and you named them all though. That was impressive.
There's more than seven in Indiana. That's insane. Hey, Indiana's a smaller
that's
state.
That's the birthplace, man.
There's 11 right? in 11 no, in Indiana. It's not even close. Yeah, they wanted and made it easy. All right, Tony, you're up.
Florida.
Florida's way up there with 14.
Why didn't I just say Florida? I thought for sure
you were just going to keep naming the big states.
And then I got off the beaten path.
3-2.
Look what happened.
Tony's on top.
I led you there.
Scraby has a strike.
I'm going to go with...
I hope you don't miss again.
New York.
New York. That a boy, Scraby. They got 21 in New York. That was painless. Well done. Tied at 3. But Scraby does have a strike. Tony, give me a state with more than seven or more... NCAA Division I basketball schools. Thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Wants to play a little strategy here? There's no guarantees. These are some of these were pretty crazy.
Seven
there's some schools
them,
that nobody
huh?
even knows. I mean, I ran into some wild names of schools that I didn't even know existed. I really had to look them up. I didn't know where they were at all.
Let's go out on a little bit of a limb.
A little limb,
here.
He says.
How about Alabama?
Alabama with nine.
Yeah,
good
buddy.
Enough. Alabama.
Yeah, buddy.
Goodness.
Troy is like a school that's in Alabama.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the odd ones there. Troy State.
Auburn.
Used to be Auburn, Alabama, right?
Alabama, it's, Birmingham.
Is Alabama State, is, South Alabama, North Alabama. There's a lot of them.
Is Weaver? Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
Don't
start saying other states. You're that's in the middle of a contest here.
Right.
4-3, Tony.
Touche.
Yeah.
What you got, Scrape?
Scrape, what you got?
Scared
to guess.
Yeah.
There's you still got 15 correct answers. I like your chances here. You can pretty much eliminate, like, Alaska. You know there's not going to be seven there, so.
Hawaii, too.
Probably can eliminate Hawaii.
All right, let's go with
states with seven or more.
They better have seven or more schools in this
they
state.
Better. They
because
better.
Because they claim that they are the college basketball state.
Wow.
North Carolina.
North Carolina's fourth with 19.
Okay, thank
you. There's a ton of them in North Carolina.
I was going to be angry at North Carolina for a second.
Scrape, you got the top four. You got all four of the top ones. So good for you on that.
Good for you, man. You got the top four.
Yeah, I don't
top
need your four. Placating over there.
North Carolina's got a lot of weird ones. Like East Carolina is in North Carolina.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was in the state of East Carolina.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So. Oh, I don't know why I didn't think of this one earlier.
All right. Tony Gwynn, 4-4 with Scrapey one strike. 13 correct answers left.
Shout out to my boy Jake Cronenworth.
Jake?
I wasn't sure after
Give
I
me
guessed.
Michigan.
Michigan? Boy, you just made it, Tony.
Woo!
They got seven. Right on the line.
Central. They got to put the directionals, don't they?
They got Central. They got Northern. They got Michigan, Michigan State.
That really annoys me because I was going to guess
Oakland
Michigan.
Oakland University
That's
is
Oakland.
In Michigan.
That's another one.
But Michigan's only got seven. You just made
right
it by
on the nose,
skinny
baby.
Chin chin there. But it's a win. It's correct. 5-4 Tony on top. And by the way, if anybody wants to double check my math on these, go right ahead. You're more than welcome to look all this up, but it's going to take you about an hour to look it all up. So
it's going to take
know.
You about as long as I thought it was going to take me to redo the schedule on our
oh yes. Scrag, you need one here. There's a 14, 13, 13, 13, 12, 12 are still left. Some big ones.
You know what?
It's not easy, though. I get it.
I can name at least five from this state, and I'm just hoping that there's two more.
Okay.
Ohio.
13 in Ohio. You got a ton there. You're good.
I don't know why you did the...
like
I barely got in there.
Toledo.
It did feel like you
Toledo,
barely
Akron, Akron, Ohio State, Cincinnati, Dayton, Ohio University.
Yep, you just about did it right there. Yeah, 13 in Ohio. Lots of them. Very good, Scrape.
Scrape, you are stiff-arming this second strike, man.
5-5?
Yeah, I've learned
difficult.
A lot. I've learned
5-5.
A lot.
Scrape's got one strike, but still in good shape. 11 correct answers left. It's getting a little tougher, I have a feeling. But anyway, Tony, you're up. States with seven or more Division I basketball schools. Take the big ones off. California, Texas, New York, North Carolina. Scraby got all four of those. Tony got the next two in line, Pennsylvania and Florida.
Ooh, man.
Who's next? Who else? Tony's pick. Harder to get at this point, I will say.
How about? I don't think I got enough institutions there.
Institutions.
Do they have any places of higher learning there?
Higher learning?
How about Georgia?
Georgia! Another one was seven, Tony. You're just getting into the wire. Georgia, Georgia Tech are the two that you would know. Mercer, it helps you there.
Georgia State D1?
I think Georgia Tech, or Georgia State and Georgia Southern. So that's five, and then there's a couple more. You just got in there. You made it.
Ooh.
6-5. There's still some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that have double figures
that
you can get that give you a little breathing room.
There's five?
And then
That's
there's 10 total answers correct. Five of them have double figures. The other five have 9, 8, or 7. Mm. 10 correct answers left. Scrape, you're trailing 6-5. You need a state with seven or more Division I college basketball programs.
Let me try them because I can name at least four.
Oh, okay.
Kansas.
Kansas. What four can you name?
Kansas Jayhawks, Kansas State, Wichita State, and then...
The Shockers?
Yeah, the Shockers. There's one more. I'm just forgetting the name right now.
I'm pretty sure you are forgetting the name because Kansas only has three. That is
I'm forgetting the fourth one.
Yeah, I don't think you are forgetting the fourth because they don't have a fourth. Three schools in Kansas. Scraby's got strike two.
Kansas.
Strikes.
Tony's like, the new state of Tonyville. Oh my gosh, they have nine!
They have seven. All they need is seven. Tony's found them all so far. There's one more that has seven, Tony, if you want to really try to go by the edge here again.
I'm trying to not avoid
the
edge here.
You want to go on the edge? All
right.
You got a 6-5 lead with 10 correct answers to go. Scraby's with two K's now.
How about Illinois?
Yeah, way up there, 13. Illinois got a lot. DePaul, Northwestern, Chicago State, I think, has one, and then Illinois and Southern Illinois and Illinois State and a lot of those.
Yeah,
Illinois
they got the directionals.
Ones. A lot of directionals there. Yeah, that makes it 7-5. And Scraby's on the doorstep. He needs one here to stay alive.
Knock, knock, correct answer. On heaven's door.
Scraby, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 left in double figures that are way up there. But you haven't got them yet.
Okay, let me think for a second.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Scraby, did you think Wait, Scraby, did you think of that four school in Kansas yet?
Gwinland. No, I'm going to go with... just hoping.
You're hoping.
Hope
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
She'll be coming around the mountain.
They got the UT.
They got 13. A lot of them in Tennessee. Yeah. There's a lot of the East Tennessee states and a couple Chattanoogas. Yeah,
Middle Tennessee.
Good. Yep, very good. Scraby, you got it. 7-6.
Memphis.
8 to go. 8 to go. Tony's in the lead. Tony. 3 in double figures and 5 other ones.
How about... Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma, where the wind comes whistling down the drain. What do you got in Oklahoma, Tony?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Oklahoma, I think Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Tulsa.
Is that it?
There's a Tulsa. There's a Tulsa.
That's good.
One other one that I don't know. It's only 4. Oklahoma's a strike.
Finally.
Strike. Oklahoma's only got 4.
I just came up with a new one.
Oh, Scraby, trying to tie it back up here. What you got, Scrape?
Strike 3!
Don't tell me you forgot it already. You just got it.
I'm trying to count to make sure there's at least a little bit. You got Tulane. Mm. You got the Raging Cajuns.
Oh, listen, you go ahead and give up your thing.
Louisiana.
They got 12. Good job, Scrape.
Why did you say, oh, no?
I didn't.
Oh, I thought
Tony said oh no.
No, I didn't say anything.
I think Chris said oh no.
Tulane, New Orleans, Raging Cajuns, Louisiana.
LSU.
A lot of Louisianans there.
All right, Louisiana Tech, where Terry Bradshaw went to college.
Right. Tied at 7. But Tony's got the lead on the strike count. And Tony's turn. There's two more in double figures, then 5 others. Oh, it's getting a little hectic now.
It is getting a little
hectic.
There's one
state that has 14 and one has 12. Those two you have not named yet. The other ones are a little tighter, tougher.
Washington.
Who you got there? Tony, Gonzaga, Washington State.
Seattle University.
I've been there before, but that's all I got. They got 5 in Washington.
Wow!
I have new life! You've totally tied it back up. It's 7-7. You both have 2 strikes.
Oh, we got to break. Dang.
No. I'm going to give my guess right now.
No, we got to go to break.
I hate doing the break.
Well, then play it through.
I hate doing the break.
Play through it. It's up to you. You're the producer. If you want to play through the top of the hour, I don't know if you can do it.
You're going to get in trouble? Adam's voice is yelling at him.
You're
going to
get in trouble, or can you do it?
Adam was yelling at me.
Adam, all right. We're tied at 7. You both have 2 strikes. So
Tony's going to look up the rest of the schools.
Well, everybody, you both have an equal chance to think right now. Coming back with a finish.
And Chris versus the fans.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.